Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. We know what that means. It's church tonight. And we look forward to our midweek service tonight and look forward to, again, picking up our studies in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And also tonight we'll have Grace Moreland with us. Grace is going to the mission field and to help be a help ministry to missionaries. She's heading down to the BBTI, Baptist Bible Translators Institute in Bowie, Texas, in August, and she's going to share a little bit about what the Lord has been doing in her heart and life, and she'll share with us tonight as part of our service this evening, so you don't want to miss that. We're going to have a great, great time together this evening at 7 o'clock right here at Bible Baptist Church, and if you have a church service, you be there and you be in your place and be there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. If your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And the Bible says here, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Corinth was a very important city of that day, probably 600,000 to 700,000 people. It was a melting pot of many, many people, but it was a very, very wicked city, a very, very immoral city. They had a temple of Venus there where 1,000 prostitutes practiced their profession. They were for hire. Very immoral city. In fact, you would be called, if you were an immoral person, they would call you a Corinthianizer. It was just wicked. And here, God had Paul start a church. It was here, when you look at Acts 18, that he spent a year and 6 months there teaching the Word of God. And listen, it was out of this church you got Aquila and Priscilla, Timotheus, Silas, Justus, Sosthenes, all these. And he wants to help these believers live for Christ. Now, it was a problem church. They were carnal. They were not walking in the Spirit. They were still walking in the flesh. Oh, he wants them to live for Christ. But they're not taking repeated steps after the Spirit. They're still taking repeated steps after the flesh. So they had Christianity, but they also had carnality. And so he's establishing something here. If you noticed, in verse 2, and verse 3, and verse 7, and verse 8, and verse 9, he mentions the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's emphasizing the lordship of Jesus Christ. And we too live in a wicked day. We too live in an immoral day. But we need to live as spiritual Christian and not as carnal Christians. And the key to that is for us to recognize the lordship of Jesus Christ. And to do that, you understand three truths. Number one, your calling of God. Verse 2, he says you're called to be saints. A saint is simply a set apart one, a holy one. Doesn't mean a perfect one. In Christ, we are saints. If you're not in Christ, you're an ain't. You're not a saint, you're an ain't. You ain't going to heaven if you're not in Christ. So I'm set apart. What am I set apart from? Set apart from sin. Set apart from the penalty of sin. I can be set apart from the power of sin. I'm set apart from the world. Set apart from lust. Set apart from the spirit of disobedience. Set apart from the judgment of God. Set apart from the wrath of God. I'm set apart to God. I'm set apart to holiness. I'm set apart to good works. I'm set apart to study to show myself approved unto God. See, I'm now, whether I eat or drink, whatsoever I do, I'm to do all to the glory of God. So God calls us. God calls you and God calls me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you receive Christ, you're saved and you were called by the Lord. But he says, secondly, you're also called to fellowship with Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Few ever did. You know, it's interesting. The angel said to Joseph, you'll call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. There's very few that called him Jesus. Jesus will look at his disciples one day and he says, ye call me Master and Lord, and so I am. When Thomas reached in and touched the nail prints, he said, my Lord and my God. When Mary saw him in the garden and finally recognized that it was Jesus, she said, Master. When they came and woke him up on the boat as he was sleeping, the disciple says, Lord, save us, we perish. When Peter was sinking in the water, he said, Lord, save me. When the angels announced the birth of Jesus, they said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Our fellowship is with Christ the Lord. That's the grace of God. And grace, we're saved by grace. But it also is grace that helps us to live for God. We need to go on the journey by grace. Grace is not just God's riches at Christ's expense, though it is. I like the definition of grace being God's sufficiency for my insufficiency, or God's ability for my inability. He says, in everything, we are enriched by Him. That's what he said in verse 5. Did you know life is just better when you know Christ? Life is just better when you're in Jesus. You're a better person. You have a better spirit. You'll be a better spouse. You'll be a better friend because of Jesus Christ. You'll be a better mother, a better daughter, a better son, a better father. You'll do that because of Jesus Christ. That's grace. But also utterance. Did you know you'll talk better because of Christ? You'll talk of better things because of Jesus? You'll talk of right things because of Jesus? You remember when Peter cursed and swore and tried to deny him, they said, oh, your speech betrayeth you. Your speech bewrayeth you. Does yours? Does your speech show the fact you're a follower of Jesus Christ? You know, James says the way you tell that a Christian is mature is he's able to bridle the tongue. By his grace, I fellowship with Jesus by how I talk. By his grace, I fellowship with the Lord Jesus. And not only in utterance, but in all knowledge. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Knowing Christ, fellowshipping with Christ, enriched in knowledge by Christ, knowing the Word of God. You don't know the living Word, which is Jesus, without knowing the written Word, which is the Bible. This is the Bible. This is how I know I'm going to heaven. This is how I know I have eternal life. This is how I know the world, how the world was created. This is how I know what marriage is supposed to be like, what a husband ought to be, what a wife ought to be. This is how I'm taught how to love my wife and how to love my children and how to train them in the knowledge of the Lord. This is how I know how to love others and help others. This is where I know the secret to having joy in my life and seeing lives changed and seeing my life changed. This is where I learned about giving and where I learned about prayer. My knowledge is enriched by fellowship with Jesus Christ. Grace in utterance and in knowledge and then in gifts. He said, so that you come behind in no gift waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And they had the gifts of the Spirit. And you get the gifts of the Spirit because you're in Christ. Those gifts are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Wisdom and knowledge and teaching and preaching and exhortation and showing mercy and helps. Those are not talents, my friend. Those are spiritual gifts. They're given to you by the power of God, not by natural ability. And so you use the gift for the glory of God. You use the gift for the gospel to go forth. You use the gift for the body, the church, to function properly. We're called to be saints. We're called into the fellowship of His Son by grace and with gifts. But then it says we're also called to confirmation. Verse 8, who shall confirm you unto the end that you may be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, confirmation, I'm not talking about some ritual, that a religious ceremony that some go through at a certain age. Confirmation here is the work of God in my life, making His truth real to my soul. We're called to confirmation, my calling in Christ, that my fellowship with Jesus will be real to me and others until Jesus Christ returns. The goal is verse 8, that we would be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blameless, that's unaccusable. See, my life will either confirm or deny the calling of my salvation and the calling of my fellowship with Jesus. And at His coming, there will be an accounting. That's the judgment seat of Christ. You read about it in 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 Corinthians 4. When I have a desire to read my Bible, that's a confirmation of His calling. When I desire to spend time in prayer talking to God, that's a confirmation of His calling. When I desire to witness and tell others of Jesus, that's a confirmation of His calling. When I have a desire to be separate and from the world and be separate unto God and live a holy life unto Him, that's a confirmation of my calling. When you have a desire to teach the Word of God to others or sing in the choir or sing praises to Him or usher and serve and greet folks, that's a confirmation of your calling. When you desire to be faithful to God and faithful to assemble yourselves with the people of God, that's a confirmation of your calling. When we stand before Him and He looks over our life with Christ, here's what we'll say. Verse 9, God is faithful. I'm not going to talk of me. I'll talk of Him. I won't talk about my faithfulness. I'll talk about His faithfulness. The songwriter was right when he said, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I cannot tell you that I've always been faithful to Him. But I can tell you that He's always been faithful to me. We'll not talk about our works. We're talking about what we have done. We'll talk about what He has done. We'll talk about His working in us and through us. The call of salvation, the call of fellowship, with grace and with gifts, and the call of confirmation. My walk and my talk backs up what I say I am. How long? Until we see Jesus. And then we'll say, God is faithful who called me into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. What a day that'll be. The calling of God. Well, I hope that's been a blessing to you today. Well, looking forward to a good service tonight. I always love the midweek service, and we're excited about our service together this evening. Last one in June, and we'll turn the calendar Friday. We have a great picnic out at the Reed's home on Friday evening for our church family. And then All-American Sunday coming up this Sunday, and I'll say more about that Thursday and Friday. And we invite you out to be part of our services on Sunday, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, and then, of course, 5:30 for the Sunday evening service. And we'll celebrate All American Sunday together. Appreciate those of you who listen to Words to Encourage Radio. Love to hear from the listeners, and we look forward to sharing your blessings and prayer requests with us. All right. Have a good Wednesday, everyone. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.